All right, let's go for the trifecta today. It's our third show today, and it's Thursday, April 26th. Just free-flowing it. I think I always do that. Freestyling. That's right. But I do that every day. So I guess the only difference between today and every other day is it's three times the fun. Here we go. We talked yesterday about failure. All right. I want to talk about why it's impossible to fail. It's impossible. It is absolutely the way I'm going to frame it for you. I learned from one of the greatest teachers in my space, gone way too soon, Wayne Dyer. All right. And there's a Wayne Dyer quote that I love and is perfect for this last episode today and to talk about how impossible it is for you to fail. Because here's the quote. Remind yourself that you cannot fail at being yourself. Oh, man. Mind blown. Okay. When I read that, let me say it again. Remind yourself that you can't fail at being yourself. You can't. Isn't that so simple? Okay. But yet it's so profound. And I find being a very simple individual, okay, I find that the simplest one sentence type of quotes and things like that are the most powerful for me. Because you get a little further down the line, and yet, you know, I can read a paragraph. That may be why I struggle so much reading the Bible. I really try to sit down and read. That's one of my biggest, I'm trying to think of the word I want to say. I love the Bible. I love when it's read to me during a sermon. I love my small group every Tuesday night. By the way, I don't know if I've ever talked about this. I'll get back on track with the podcast in a second. My small group on Tuesday nights is composed of an 84-year-old male, a 74-year-old female, a 72-year-old male, and I literally got my eyes closed trying to envision everybody, a 70-year-old female, that's four, and a handful, probably three in their 60s, and me. They call me Kid. The Kid. Hey, the Kid's here. I'll be 50 in June, okay? They call me the Kid. You ever want to learn a lot about life? Hang around older people because they've already fought the battles. They've had the money, lost the money, had the money, lost the money, okay? For example, they couldn't give a rip about what kind of house you live in and how expensive it was and how many square feet it is and do you have a wet bar in your basement. They just want to make it to tomorrow. Like, they're excited because God allowed them to wake up today. That is when you know you're around people with a purpose, okay? Like real substantive people, not the crap you see on Facebook. Hey, my car, Lambo man, woo-woo! Yeah, okay, all right. Anyway, very simple. I love the simple pleasures in life. That's why I do this podcast, okay? Hey, would you do me a favor? And I know I'm going to get back. I promise we're getting back into the Wayne Dyer quote and talking about keeping it simple. Let me just ask a favor. If you haven't done so already, can you pause right now or remember after this episode is done, if you've gotten value from the Everyday Saturday podcast, if it's done anything for you in your life or business or whatever, can you rate it on iTunes? Can you open up the iTunes app? Just click a 5-star rating if you don't mind. Leave a little nice comment. I really appreciate it. It's a way to help the show grow. So selfishly, I would love to expand even into more countries, to more downloads, and maybe you're a brand new listener and you found it. The way you found it was because others are keeping it relevant by rating it. And so it means a lot to me. I really appreciate it. I do the show for free because I love you and I love your dream and I want to get more people involved in the Everyday Saturday movement. So if you could, go into iTunes, leave a rating, and I'd appreciate it. Okay? And don't forget to join our Facebook group, everydaysaturday.com/FB group, and we'll let you in. And I want to hear what's going on, man. Let us know who you are, where you're from, and why you're joining the group, you know, and what your Saturday looks like. Let me know. Remind yourself that you cannot fail at being yourself. It's the simple things that we lose sight of because we've got so many distractions in life. Have you noticed? I was sharing a stage with Tony Robbins and Pitbull, shameless plug, in Toronto last year. And that sounded horrible, but it's true. And Pitbull said something that I thought was pretty profound. Now, Pitbull's a singer, a rapper. But he's getting into the motivational arena now, being a speaker. Anyway, really great motivational story with Pitbull relative to how he was raised. And, I mean, the guy comes from nothing. I mean, I think he comes from where? Miami, right? And he was born with absolutely – nothing and made a lot of that. I'm trying to figure out, it's Armando Christian Perez is his real name. Armando Christian Perez. And it's just a tremendous story. He's 37 years old, lives in Miami, but he's a rapper, and he goes around with Tony Robbins at a lot of Tony's events and sings and then gives a speech there. But he said this at that event that we spoke at in Toronto of last year, March of 2017. The more connected we are, it seems the more disconnected we are. And I thought, damn, let me think about that. There's a sentence. There's one sentence. Okay. So the more connected we are, smartphones, portable chargers, selfies all the time, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of these different ways to stay connected. Don't you think we're actually more disconnected? I agreed with his statement. When he said it, I was like, damn, Pitt, you got something working there, man. We should have you on the Everyday Saturday podcast. And I thought that was really profound. And so, yeah, I agree with that. The more connected we are, the more disconnected we are as a society, because nobody's paying attention. Nobody's building any kind of relationships, and everybody's afraid of being themselves. See, when they go live on Facebook or when they go live on Instagram and they got that video going, a lot of the time it's not really who they are. They're trying to be somebody else. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about, right? Like, you know the person when they go live, you're like, okay. I said it yesterday. You know, they got the bookcase behind them with all the books they never read. It's like, hey, there's Good to Great, Think and Grow Rich, Awaken the Giant Within. And then you got a Harvard Business Journal there that they got on eBay just so they could put it on their bookshelf. All of that is framed in the background of their live video they're doing so they can impress you with all the books they've never read, all right? When I do a Facebook Live, it's just what's going on in my house at that time. You literally could see Susan, you know, wetting herself trying to get to the bathroom, or you could see one of my other kids trying to smack the other one with their lacrosse stick. That might be going on. Not a lot of times, but sometimes you see a couple of cats or a dog running around. That's my life, man. Welcome to the Crowley compound. That's what we got going. That's real life. I don't do it to distract from the message, but I try to, you know, break out a live training while everything else is going on in the house, because that's how I did it. That's how I launched a podcast. I realized that when I heard that Wayne Dyer quote and I launched a podcast and started speaking, that I couldn't fail when I was just being me. When I failed was when I was trying to be somebody else. Think about that. Man, that's good. Wayne Dyer's. If you've never read a Wayne Dyer book or watched one of his YouTube videos, please do yourself a favor and do that soon, like today or tomorrow. It is so good. I mean, he's got so many great quotes out there. If you change the way, this is another one I love. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Good Lord. How about this one? If you believe it will work out, you'll see opportunities. If you believe it won't, you're going to see obstacles. And one more. How about this one? You will see it when you believe it. How about seeing is believing? No, 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 no. Believing is seeing. When you believe it, then you'll see it. See, some people are like, I'll believe it when I see it. No, you ain't going to believe it when you see it. You got to believe it first. You want to launch a career, a brand, a business. You want to be successful. You got to believe it first, and then you see it. Think about how simple that is, but it turns the other phrase on its head. It looks at it from another direction.
I'll see it when I believe it, Sam. I'll see it when I believe it.
No, 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 Jack. You believe. You believe first, and then you see it. Like me, from my Christian perspective, I believe in God, the Father, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus died on the cross, laid his blood for my sins, and left the Holy Spirit inside of me to live. That's why there is no condemnation for those that believe. That's why I have the Holy Spirit inside of me, man. That's why I have so much confidence. It's not me. I used to think it was Sam Crowley.
Oh, I'm so great. Oh, I got promoted in the corporate pyramid 3 times in 4 years. Do you want to know my title? It's, I don't know. Let me grab my fancy business card. I got to read it because they changed the, oh, yeah, general manager in charge of horse crap. I mean, not even mad. We walk around with all these titles. What's your title? What's your title?
I never wanted to be the CEO, man. I just wanted to be a DAD. I didn't want to be a CEO. Who the hell wants to do that? I don't want that. But I was the only one that always ever thought that way. And it wasn't until I realized I had the Holy Spirit living inside of me that there was no condemnation in Christ. And that's why I have so much confidence. And sometimes people that don't believe in Christianity, I'm not here to convert you, Jack, so don't hit the stop button, okay? I'm just here to let you know I believe it. I believe it. And then I see God. And then I see all of his creation. And then I see all the blessings in my life. I don't look at the debits in my bank account. I don't log on to see how broke I am. I wake up and say, wow, that friggin' tree out the window there, man. Look at how beautiful that is. The leaves coming up. An in-ground pool? Are you kidding me? Like, I'm looking out right now from my living room to an in-ground pool, and I say, not to impress you, because you wouldn't be impressed by it. It's nothing special. I don't live on the ocean. But I grew up on 9 Elm Street, Bradford, PA. Our house sold for $4,000 in 1987. $4,000 for a single-family home, 6-bedroom. You can imagine what shape it was in, okay? Barely had damn plumbing in it, you know? I say all of that because I believed when I launched this Everyday Saturday brand, I believed it. And then I saw it, okay? And if you can't believe in you, you'll never see the greatness that's waiting for you, okay? It's like driving in a downpour and your windshield wipers aren't even working. You got to pull over. You're stopped. You can't move. You're blinded. Same thing on the road to Saturday. You're trying to leave Averageville and you're blinded, man. All of that rain coming down and rain coming out. You got to believe it, man. That set the wipers in motion. The wipers are cleaning that rain off the windshield so you can get to your very own Saturday. And you got to remind yourself that you can't fail at being yourself. You see what I'm talking about, man? But so many people get caught up and they go, well, I'm not them. I'm not them. I'm not them. You be happy you're not them. They're depressed. Their credit cards are maxed out. They're in a relationship they don't want to be in. They're living in an empty 8,000-square-foot home that they can't even enjoy. Way too much space. They should be living in a 2-bedroom condo. They don't have peace and passion and purpose in their life. They don't have a savior in their life. They're lonely. Be happy you're not them. Don't judge people on the profile on Facebook. Don't judge people by the selfie that you see. Selfies are fake. You know those aren't real, right? You know when someone sets that camera up, that's the 17th time they took the photo and edited it, okay? There's no editing going on in real life. And you know what? That's a great thing. Because when you're authentic and you stand true to who you are, damn. And that is a D-A-Y-U-M. Damn. You are on the road to greatness. So don't measure the bank account, okay, by somebody else's bank account. Because everybody's got it worse than you in some area of their life. Ain't nobody, myself included, I could learn a lot from you, okay? I don't have life figured out. I'm just a guy with a microphone, man, just trying to share what's going on today on April 26, 2018 in my life. It's all I got is today. Could get hit by a bus tomorrow. I want to get this message out to you today. I hope it empowered you. I hope it inspired you. Let's connect. Hit me up on Instagram, at EverydayIsSaturday. And let me know. Oh, please, rate the podcast if you haven't done that as well. I'll be back tomorrow. Not sure if we'll do 3 shows tomorrow, but this felt good today. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. Because of you is why I do this show. Because it ain't because of me. I do it for you because there is power in community. Are you with me? All right. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.